A teenager stares at her Instagram feed, counting likes on a photo of her new sneakers. A middle-aged executive refreshes his bank app for the third time that morning, calculating how many more months until he hits seven figures. A mother browses online stores at midnight, her cart filled with things she doesn't need, searching for something she can't name. We live in a world that promises happiness through acquisition, yet depression and anxiety have never been widespread. What if the very pursuit we've been told leads to fulfillment is actually draining it away? Research spanning four decades and 41 countries reveals a troubling pattern. People who strongly value wealth, possessions, and status consistently report lower well-being than those who don't. This isn't about whether rich people are happier. It's about how organizing your life around material goals fundamentally undermines psychological health. Studies of teenagers, college students, working adults, and retirees all show the same result. Whether in America, Singapore, Russia, or Denmark, the correlation holds. Prioritize materialism, experience diminished life satisfaction. Researchers developed tools to measure not just what people own, but how much they value owning. The Aspiration Index asks individuals to rate the importance of various life goals: financial success versus self-acceptance, image versus intimacy, fame versus community contribution. Those who rank materialistic aims highest consistently score lower on measures of vitality, self-actualization, and positive emotion. They report more depression, anxiety, and physical symptoms like headaches and stomach aches. Research tracking over 700 adolescents revealed materialistic youth showed dramatically higher rates of separation anxiety, attention problems, paranoia, and narcissistic traits, with adults focused on possessions reporting significantly less life satisfaction. Most compelling, materialism isn't just correlated with insecurity, it's caused by it. When college students wrote about their own death, they subsequently expected higher salaries, planned to spend twice as much on luxury items, and behaved more greedily. Contemplating mortality triggered defensive material accumulation, suggesting materialism functions like junk food for the psyche, temporarily soothing anxiety without truly nourishing. Childhood security shapes materialistic values. Highly materialistic teenagers typically had less nurturing mothers and parents who listened less, used harsh, inconsistent discipline, and exercised possessive control. Counterintuitively, poverty breeds materialism more than wealth. Children facing economic insecurity develop stronger materialistic tendencies. Dream analysis found death appeared 7 times more frequently in materialists' dreams and falling 5 times more often. Unmet needs for security, competence, connection, and autonomy create psychological hunger. Consumer culture promises products satisfy these needs, but material pursuits fail to nourish them, creating a vicious cycle where unmet needs drive more materialism, which further prevents genuine satisfaction. Even wildly successful materialists remain unsatisfied. Jim Clark, founder of Netscape, achieved his goal of matching his former Stanford colleague's wealth, then immediately raised his target higher. After becoming a billionaire, he set his sights on becoming the wealthiest person alive. This pattern isn't exceptional, it's typical. Research shows that beyond meeting basic needs, increases in wealth don't yield lasting improvements in well-being. Materialistic individuals suffer from fragile, contingent self-worth. Their sense of value depends on constantly meeting external standards. This creates exhausting instability, where self-esteem plummets without constant achievement and approval. Many develop narcissistic tendencies to mask underlying inadequacy, projecting confidence while harboring deep insecurity. The problem intensifies because materialistic ideals create inherently problematic comparisons. When materialistic people achieve goals, making $1 million, buying a luxury car, they initially feel elated, but quickly habituate. What once seemed extraordinary becomes ordinary, and they begin comparing themselves to those with even more. Like addiction, materialistic pursuits require increasingly larger fixes to generate the same emotional high, creating a treadmill where satisfaction perpetually recedes. Humans are social creatures, yet materialism systematically undermines connection. Research across 40 nations shows materialistic values, wealth, recognition, image, directly oppose loyalty, honesty, friendship, and social justice. Even preschoolers demonstrate this. After viewing toy commercials, children chose to play with not-so-nice kids who would advertise toys rather than with friends. Materialistic individuals treat relationships as transactions, developing what philosopher Martin Buber called I-it relationships, viewing others as objects rather than people. Studies reveal materialistic people demonstrate less generosity, empathy, and perspective-taking. In prisoners' dilemma experiments, materialistic students consistently chose selfish strategies. When grouped together, their mutual exploitation left everyone worse off, a microcosm of how materialistic values create lose-lose dynamics. Consumer culture equates materialism with freedom, yet materialism actually undermines autonomy, our ability to act in accord with our true selves. Research shows individuals valuing wealth and fame correspondingly devalue authenticity and freedom. Materialism derives from external rewards, doing things for money or approval, while autonomy stems from intrinsic interest, preventing the flow experiences that come from genuine engagement. Research confirms external rewards consistently decrease intrinsic motivation, shifting people from because I choose to toward for the money. Materialistic individuals score higher on public self-consciousness, constantly worrying about others' perceptions. This heightened self-awareness prevents the deep engagement necessary for autonomy. Compulsive buyers exemplify this controlled experience, describing shopping as automatic and driven by mounting anxiety, relievable only through purchasing. These values radiate outward, affecting families and communities. Materialistic spouses value appreciation and honesty less, tending toward manipulation during conflicts. The pattern transmits generationally. 71% of teens whose mothers prioritized financial success over self-acceptance shared those priorities. Materialistic parents expose children to more advertising, demonstrate less nurturing, and work longer hours, often compensating with gifts that reinforce material goods as substitutes for presents. When powerful people embrace materialism, entire communities suffer. Business executives choose shareholder profits over worker welfare. Government officials favor corporations while underfunding health and education. Marketers target children, openly discussing owning them from cradle to grave, making children feel inadequate, then offering products as solutions. When powerful people embrace materialism, entire communities suffer. Business executives choose shareholder profits over worker welfare. Government officials favor corporations while underfunding health and education. Marketers target children, openly discussing owning them from cradle to grave, making children feel inadequate, then offering products as solutions. Materialistic values harm both environment and personal outcomes. Research shows materialistic individuals engage in fewer eco-friendly behaviors. In one forest management experiment, materialistic students aggressively harvested timber, depleting forests in 15 years versus nearly 20 for non-materialistic groups, ironically earning less profit by destroying their resource base too quickly. The pattern reveals a cruel irony. Materialistic values promise success while systematically undermining the psychological health, social connections, and environmental sustainability necessary for genuine well-being. This creates societies where people work harder, consume more, and feel worse, all while depleting resources future generations need. We face a fundamental choice. Materialistic values, wealth, status, image, promise happiness, but deliver anxiety and isolation. Intrinsic values, self-acceptance, relationships, community contribution, align with genuine psychological needs and consistently correlate with well-being. The choice isn't wealth versus poverty, but external validation versus internal fulfillment. Breaking free begins with awareness. Examine your fears. Are you pursuing money because you fear inadequacy? When you want something material, probe deeper. What psychological need are you actually trying to meet? Change your environment. Remove materialistic reinforcements. Store the television, cancel aspirational magazines, avoid malls. Replace these with intrinsic activities: nature walks, reading, volunteering, creating art, meditating. Parents can model non-materialistic behavior and limit children's advertising exposure. Society must regulate advertising, creating ad-free zones in schools and public spaces. In The Rainbow Fish, a beautiful fish hoards his iridescent scales, taking pride in appearance while refusing to share. His possessiveness brings profound loneliness. Only after sharing does he discover joy, not from possessing beautiful things, but from friendship and community. This fable captures what research confirms: fulfillment emerges from connection, not accumulation; from contribution, not status; from being, not having. What we seek through endless acquisition already exists in moments of genuine connection, purposeful work, and authentic self-expression.